What I'm going to be talking about basically today is just how at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, we've used data maps to identify high regional rates of obesity in the state. And if some of you have heard Colorado, you know that some of our adult obesity rates anyways are the lowest in the nation. Well, I'll talk about that, but then also how we do have regional rates that are on par with other states and national trends for obesity as well. I basically have no financial relationships to disclose other than to say that I do have to disclose that if it wasn't for our health statistics unit as well as our EPE unit, which is the evaluation epidemiology and planning unit, who provided all the data, we wouldn't be able to be doing this mapping. So I appreciate the work that HealthStats and EPE has provided for this presentation. Basically, our adult obesity rate in Colorado is 19%. It's considered the lowest rate for adults in the nation. Our childhood obesity rate is on average. Nationally, as you can see, it's around 27%. And just a little other background, we have about 5 million people here. Most of the folks live on the Eastern Front Range in this Denver metro area. And we're, as far as demographics go, we don't have a lot of huge diversity. We're mostly white. Latinos are second, blacks a smaller portion, Asian Americans and Native American round us out. What's interesting, though, is when you start to look at our obesity rates and our overweight rates, that we're on par nationally with our overweight rates, but our obesity rates have been going up, and they've been going up faster than they have been nationally. Nationally, it's around 67%, and in Colorado, it's gone up about 89% over the last 15 years. Still, though, we're below the 20% mark, and we hope to keep it that way. In Colorado, I don't know if you noticed when you flew in here, we do have a lot of rural and frontier counties. And then in our urban corridor, as I said, you can see where we are kind of in the middle here of the state. Denver is kind of in the middle. I wish I had a pointer, I'd point us out. But you can see where we're considered mostly urban counties, and this is where the majority of the population lives. And then the frontier is mostly on the plains and a little bit on the west, and then we have a lot of rural communities as well. And this is important to kind of frame where I'll be going with this mapping. What's interesting is, as a result of this mapping process, we've had a lot of queries coming from outside organizations, and they've said, well, how come Colorado has such a low rate of obesity compared nationally? And some have speculated, well, it's your high altitude, that's the reason why. And we beg to differ a little bit on that, in that we just have a population that demographically is a bit lower risk for obesity. But then also, we have, when you look at the educational attainment, we tend to be higher than nationally. Our income levels tend to be a little higher. And then when you start looking at the behavioral implications, and I'll get into a few of those maps in a second. Our climate, I think, is very conducive to being outdoors, too. We have low humidity, lots of sunshine, and then certainly we have a lot of geographic diversity for people to be outside and active. And so as a result, our physical inactivity rates in Colorado are probably, I think, the lowest in the country. And then when you start looking at moderate and vigorous physical activity, we're about 5 or 6 points higher than nationally as well. So to move along here, though, the health statistics unit has taken the behavioral risk factor surveillance data and put it into these regions that they've created. They've created, for planning purposes here in Colorado, 21 regions. And they've basically taken counties that are like and similar and created these regions that then they can extrapolate the data and get a better picture, so that instead of just looking at state level data, you can actually take it down to the regional level. And in some communities, such as here in Denver and a few other counties where we have a large population, that county can represent the data itself, that you don't have to be as regional. But what's interesting is when you start to look at the obesity rates, here in the southeast part of the state, we have rates as high as 27%. And then in the northeast, we've got rates that are in the 24, 25, 23%. And so you're starting to see that, okay, in the northeast and the southeast, we do have some problems. And that it's not all well here in Colorado. Also, by layering this data, which really isn't that complicated, I mean, for the health statistics folks, I'm sure it's a lot more complicated for them, but for me, who gets to get, I'm the end user and I get to collect the data and present it, it seems fairly simple to me in that you can take the data, that state level data, break it down into regions, and then you can start layering this information on maps upon maps upon maps, which starts to then paint a picture. And here, when you start looking at diabetes, again, you can see the northeast and the southeast parts of the state have the highest rates of diabetes. There's a little pocket there just to the west of the southeast area as well, and that tended to have higher rates of obesity as well. And then what's interesting is when you start layering physical inactivity, you start to see, well, not much has really changed. Again, you're looking at the northeast and the southeast parts of the state have the greatest amounts of physical inactivity. And so again, it's so powerful when you start layering these maps upon each other that you start getting a picture of what's going on. And we have more maps too, I won't present them all, but on poverty and fruits and vegetable consumption and other indicators that you can get a much better picture. So basically, what this did is help give us some recommendations as to how these data maps have helped us to move forward. And some recommendations to you folks, if you're working for a state or local health department, you might want to look at organizing the information into regions so that you can layer the maps. And then certainly look at various indicators so then you can see, is this anomaly, is this consistent with everything else that's going on, and you can get a much better picture. And then certainly by doing the regional profiles, it becomes very powerful when you can put this all together into a report and present that to policymakers, decision makers, funders, etc. And then one other thing that we did is we created a marketing plan so that we could communicate this message to folks not only in the state, but then at the local level as a tool for local decision makers to say, hey, look, we have a problem, we need to be addressing this, etc. And we've actually even used some of this information to apply for a number of federal grants. Some we've been successful, others we haven't been. But it just creates a much more powerful tool as you move forward with trying to address the problem. Few lessons learned here in Colorado with our mapping of the information is that the data maps really can help shape the discussion. And you know, you want to include key partners, the legislature. We've got copies of our reports that went out to all of the legislatures and decision makers. We also did a media release and we created talking points, which was really quite helpful as well, because we ended up getting some national media as well as local media that was looking at, well, why here in Colorado, you know, we keep hearing, hey, you have the lowest obesity rates. But yes, we do, but we still have high regional rates. And that helps shape some of that discussion. And, you know, and part of the thing, and let me just go back here for one second. When you're looking at these maps and you start to understand the geography that's taking place, in these two areas where we have the highest rates of obesity, they're also, if you don't understand Colorado's geography, this is the plains area. We also have the highest rates of poverty in these areas. We also have lower educational attainment, not as many jobs, higher rates of unemployment. And then there's access issues too that, you know, it tends to be the plains, so you don't have necessarily as much of a built infrastructure with parks, trails, that sort of thing. Certainly the mountains are several, 3 hours drive away, so it's not like you're going to go up to the mountains to recreate, that sort of thing. And then access to fresh fruits and vegetables tends to be a little more challenging as well. So again, these areas, although they are considered frontier rural, have as many barriers and access issues as folks who may live in an urban area. And then as you can see too, we do have rates of physical inactivity in the Denver area as well. So we have pockets of food deserts right here in the Denver metro area and challenges, physical access challenges here in Denver as well. The last thing I just want to conclude with here is that as part of our marketing plan and some of the talking points that we used to communicate this message was, you know, talk about, we do have an obesity epidemic here in Colorado. We have high regional rates of obesity. Our rate of obesity has been going up faster than it has nationally, and that our childhood obesity rank is 23rd overall versus, which is around 14%, versus the lowest state, which is Oregon, which is around 10%. And to one thing to say to the folks who say, well, it's your high altitude, which is why you have the higher or the lowest rates of adult obesity, I would say, well, if that's the case, well, then our childhood obesity rate should be the lowest in the nation as well, and they're not. And clearly, we're not immune from the marketing, the trend to less physical activity in youth, and basically the successful engineering of physical activity out of our lives with driving automobiles everywhere and spending much more screen time, that sort of thing, and consumption of processed food, sugar-sweetened beverages, and that sort of thing. But so anyway, so when we've looked at the data, some of the ways that we're planning to address the lack of physical activity, the high rates of regional obesity, is to work in those rural communities. Currently, we're trying to do more safe routes to school, safe routes to work. We're looking at shared use agreements with schools so that after hours, community members can use the local track, the school playgrounds, that sort of thing, to be recreating, using the pool, that sort of thing, for the community. And then we're also looking and working with the planning department and our planners within the health department to work on how can we make the community and the community design more conducive to trails, sidewalks, community gardens in these rural communities and even in some of the urban areas as well, of making the access much more easier and so that people can make the easy choice, the healthy choice. And we can't do that unless we understand where the data is and where the higher rates of obesity and poverty are, and then we can start addressing these with funding and certainly our interventions with all of our partners. So in conclusion, I just want to make this available to you. All of our data is presented in the Weight of the State 2009 report on overweight and obesity. It's available online. It's a PDF. You can download it. And certainly you can contact me if you have other questions. I do have one copy here I'd be happy to give away if somebody can answer this trivia question or get at least close as to how many mountains in Colorado do we have that are over 14,000 feet? Yes. You got to go a lot higher than that. Yes. Much higher.
37.
All right, whoever said 54 nailed it. All right, we'll give this to you afterwards. Thank you very much.